You're now listening to Say Something, Jesse Cody. I'm busting for real.
If you see something, say something. If you see something, say something. If you see something, say something.
Let me adjust the volume. I don't know if you can hear me. Is that better? How about now? I'm whispering. I can make it even quieter. Whisper softer. You and me, we can whisper soft secrets to each other. I want to thank you for sharing this golden hour with me. And I'd like to start with, how do you say, the new beginning. Or maybe just an introduction. Because to communicate with one another, even if we know each other very well, it's very difficult. I may use some words that may mean something different to you, and what you know may be different from what I know, but I know that understanding comes when we, you, I, when we meet at the same level at the same time. That happens only when there is real affection between people. Like a husband and a wife. A lover and a lover. Intimate friends. Cellmates. And it can happen. When you call me. On a golden level of communication, because our energies will unite and become one. It's a real communion, an instantaneous understanding comes when we meet on the same level, at the same time. But we can do this now. You can call me and we can communicate with each other and learn the golden secrets revealed. My number is 617-454-4237. You don't have to be scared anymore. You can call me and we can be one. The operation is ready to take your call. It is very difficult to communicate with one another easily with flies buzzing around. And sometimes I'm not easily understanding thee on the telephone effectively and with definitive action. I am using words which are simple. They are not technical, because I don't think that any typical type of expression is gonna solve our difficult problems. So I'm not gonna use any technical term or psychological or science.
Say something. Say something. If you see something, say something.
I have not read any fortune telling book or religious books, fortunately. But I would like to convey to you the very simple word which we use in our daily life. Deeper significant. But that is very difficult if you don't know how to listen. There is an art of listening. To be able to really listen, one should abandon or maybe put aside all the prejudices and preformulations and daily activities that you may have in your head. When you are in a receptive state of mind, things can be easily understood. You are listening when your real attention is given to something. But unfortunately, most of us listen through a screen of resistance. We are screened with prejudices, whether religious or spiritual, psychological, or scientific, whether we got glasses on or not, and with our daily worries, desires, and fears. And with these for a screen, we listen. Therefore, we listen really to our own noise, to our own sound, and not to what is being said. I know sometimes it's extremely difficult to put aside our training and our prejudices and our inclination, our resistance, our reaching beyond the verbal expression to listen so that we understand completely, instantaneously. That, my friend, is going to be one of our difficulties. That is what makes it hard for everybody in the world to find the true golden potential, because they do not know how to listen and see when the gold shines upon them. If during this discourse anything is said which is opposed to your way of thinking and belief, just listen. Do not resist. You may be right, and I may be wrong. But by listening and considering together what we are going to find out, what is the truth? The truth cannot be given to you by somebody. You have to discover it. And to discover, there must be a state of mind in which there is direct perception. Because I know the gold shines on everybody, but everybody does not want to hear the gold. So they live in a world of darkness and confusion. Listen to the bell. It tolls for you. You can call me. My number is 617-454-4237. Tell me how you open your ears and make your mind receptive to the golden energy that comes our way. I haven't had a golden shower for a while, my friends, but I know it's there, waiting for me outside of this box. And once I get out of here, it will be golden showers for all. Understanding comes through being aware of what is. To know exactly what is the real gold, the actual gold. To know what one is without interpreting it, without condemning or justifying, surely the beginning of of the golden wisdom. It is only when we begin to interpret, to translate according to our conditioning and according to the prejudices that we miss the truth. We miss the golden truth. After all, it is like a researching. To know what something is, what it is exactly, requires research. You cannot. According to your mood, and if we can look, observe, listen. Be aware of what is, exactly what it is, then the problem is solved, my friend. And that is what we are trying to do in all these discourses that we have together. I am going to point out to you what is, and not translate it according to my fancy, nor should you translate it or interpret it according to your background or training. Let it all go, my friend. Let it all go. We must let our mind become an empty slate. So that we may ascend the tower. Let us open our mind. feel the golden energy. Of everything that you hear. If we start from here, surely there can be an understanding. To acknowledge, to be aware of, to get out with, which is puts an end to our struggle. If I know that I am a liar, and it is a fact in which I recognize, then the struggle is over. To acknowledge and to be aware of what this one is already the beginning of wisdom and the beginning of understanding, which releases you from time. To bring in the quality of time. Time, not in the chronological sense, but as the medium, as the psychological process, the process of the mind. It's destructive and creates confusion. Are you confused, my friend? You can call me. My number is 617-454-4237. Let us hope we've reached a set of understanding and awakening. of finding our true golden potential.
Each stone has a soul, formed by the work of millions of years.
Understanding of what that stone is when we recognize it without condemnation, without justification, and without identification. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello, Yasi.
Hello, caller.
How are you doing?
I am good, caller. How is your understanding today?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, caller. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes, I can hear you, Yasi.
Good.
I was hoping that you could change my luck.
Your love?
My luck.
Your life?
Oh, my luck.
Oh, your luck.
Yes. I was wondering if you had any lucky numbers or letters to give to me.
Oh. For that, my friend, you must be aware and open your mind to the numbers that you see which first pop into your head.
Did you say 16?
Yes, my friend. 16.
What should I do with this number 16?
You should take it and play the lottery. I believe you will win the millions of gold. Just make sure it's golden.
Okay, so you think I should just play the number 16 over and over again?
Yes. I play it in a pot of gold.
I will do that. What about a lucky number? A lucky letter.
My friend, let me clear your head. I think the word G comes into mind. G. Where I see the word A and U.
G, A, and U?
Or maybe my mind has become clouded, my friend.
Oh no!
Clouded with the smoke of Crow Dog. But I definitely see the A and the U.
I'm sorry that my request clouded your mind, Yasi.
It's okay. It's like a burning sensation. Like I smell something on fire.
Is it cheese?
I smell. I think it's right. It is cheese.
Burnt cheese?
Yes, burnt cheese is nothing to laugh at.
Did you leave something in the oven, Yasi?
I do not have an oven, but only a cell. Somebody must have burnt that cheese on the grill. Cheese sandwich. That they're making for lunch today in the cafeteria.
Well, that sounds good. You should have one.
Do you think I should eat the burnt cheese?
Yes, I think so. I think that you should eat the sandwich just as it comes out of the oven, without letting it cool down at all.
I will, caller. And I will thoroughly enjoy the sensation and experience that I get from tasting it in my mouth.
Yes, I recommend putting hot foods in your mouth straight from the oven. It's a very spiritually cleansing thing to do. Your mind isn't quite ready to absorb the taste, and it's purely on the defensive, and so your brain just doesn't know how to react.
That is good, my friend, because today we are trying to get rid of all the prejudices in our brain and leave it open to feel the pure truth of the matter without judgment.
That's excellent advice, Yasi.
Yes, and I will experience what it is to be a true grilled cheese sandwich. For the first time again, I suggest that you seek out this sandwich and try it as well.
I will try my newfound luck with this sandwich.
Yes, my friend. And remember to empty your mind of all the prejudices of the sandwich. Don't even label the sandwich and put it in your mouth with your eyes closed. And listen to what the sandwich has to say.
Thank you, Yasi. I'll do just that.
Thank you, my friend.
Have you had many callers today, Yasi?
I have had many callers in my mind.
That's wonderful.
Yes. I await many calls from many people today.
That's wonderful. I'm so happy that people are finally realizing what a wonderful spiritual guide you are.
Please, I am no guide. I just want to help you discover your true golden potential. I am just like you, my friend. We are equal in our search for the destiny of truth.
Thank you, Yasi. I do not feel that I am equal to you just yet, but I thank you for the compliment.
My friend, we are equal. We are equal.
Thank you, Yasi. I'm going to go play the lottery and stick a hot sandwich in my mouth right now.
Let the golden sun shine on you.
And you as well, Yasi.
Shakabon.
Shakabon. Goodbye.
Adios.
Vaya con Dios.
Luego.
Igualmente.
Hello? Hello? I think he's gone. This free sandwich. I don't feel so good anymore. Hello? Hello again. For a second, I passed out. It must have been all the golden energy. Or maybe from the burnt cheese. I don't know. But I'm back. And I'm ready to take a golden call. You can call me at 617-454-4237. I think they're on to me. I think they are finally aware. That you are listening. But you are not calling. That must mean you have found your true golden potential. Or maybe you are too scared. But there is nothing to fear, caller. I know that when one is in a certain condition, in a certain state, it is already a process of liberation. Human who is not aware of his condition or her struggle, who tries to be something other than who he or she is, that brings about a habit. So then, let us keep in mind that we want to examine what is, to observe and be aware of exactly what is the actual without giving it any slant, without giving it an interpretation. Without giving it a name, it needs an extraordinarily astute mind and an extraordinarily golden pliable heart to be aware of and to follow what is. Because what is constantly moving and constantly undergoing a transformation, a golden transformation. And if the mind is tethered to belief or to knowledge, it ceases to pursue. And it ceases to follow the swift movement of what is. And what is, it is not static, surely, for it is constantly moving. And you will see if you observe it very closely. follow it, you need a very swift, bolder mind and a pliable heart. And which is denied when the mind is static and fixed in a belief or prejudice, even in identification. And if a mind and heart that are dry cannot follow easy, swiftly, that which is, nothing is concrete, my friends. Everything changes, and we must change with it like a river that flows into the Niagara Falls. We must keep moving and not stand in a stagnant stench of stinky water. For the mind only rots at that point. We must keep moving. Keep aware of the golden river and energy that flows between us and beyond. One is aware without too much discussion, too much verbal expression, that there is individual as well as collective chaos, confusion, and misery. It is not only in America, or China, or India, but throughout the world. All over the world, there is confusion, and it mounting the sorrow within. Open your mind and let it go. Everything that you know now is a lie. Everything that you have thought you believed in does not exist and is not real. What is real, my friend, is the experience you are having right now. Do not define it. Do not try to think about it. Just absorb it and take it in. Do not question how you feel. Do not think about it. Just listen and observe. If you want to call me, you can. We can listen to each other. without talking, without saying. And we will just absorb our golden energy. Let go of all this suffering. Let go. There is suffering, political. There is suffering, social. There is suffering, religious. Psychological being is confused, and all the leaders, political and religious, have failed us. All the books have lost their significance.
Why? sau anh đau đớn như điên
cuồng.
Hello, có lẽ.
Hello, nhà phê.
Hello, caller, welcome. Hello, baby.
I'm so sorry, Yaki.
Yes, caller. You've got your hands full. The baby cries because you don't listen anymore. Look at the baby. For that is true awareness in his eyes. He does not know how to label. He just knows how to experience. The truth. He does not read books. Words are nothing. Just how you may go and read books on the latest treaties of politics or philosophy or the Bible or the Bigachita. If you read, you will find that they have lost that ring, the quality of truth. They've become just mere words. And you yourself, who are the repeater of those words, are confused and uncertain, and the mere repetition of these words convey nothing. The words and the books have lost their value. That is, if you quote the Bible, or Karl Marx, or the Buddha, as you quote it, are you yourself uncertain, confused? Your repetition becomes a lie. Because what is written there becomes mere propaganda. And propaganda is not truth. So when you repeat, you have ceased to understand your own state of being. You are merely covering with words of authority your own confusion. You and me are trying to do is understand this confusion and not cover it up with quotations. So what is your response to it? How do you respond to this extraordinary chaos? How do you respond to this confusion and this uncertainty of existence? Be aware of it as I discuss it. Follow not my words, but the thought which is active in you. I know most of us are accustomed to being spectators and not partake in the game. We want to read the book, but never write it. We want to listen to the radio show, but never participate in calling. It has become our tradition, our national and universal habit, to be the spectator, to look on at a football game, to watch the public politician. We are merely the outsiders looking on, and we have lost the capability. We have lost our creative capacity. Therefore, we just want to absorb and partake. My friend, you must be and do. Please, this week, go out and spray something with your gold.
If you see something, say something.
Make the world golden. Do. Don't just see.
Say something. Say something. Say something.